This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You remember the Target hack? 70 million people who had credit card numbers and or personal data stolen? Yes, of course you do. How could you not? That breach helped send the stock down. It helped customers decide to stop shopping. And it made Target the target of a whole slew of lawsuits. Bloomberg Businessweek is reporting that Target had the latest and greatest software to protect itself against hackers. But when the alarm went off, they ignored it. And then when another alarm went off, they ignored that one too. Marketplace's Queen of Kim takes it from there.
It sounds sort of crazy, right? The burglar alarm goes off and you hit snooze? Anthony DiBello is with the cybersecurity firm Guidance Software, and he says it's more complicated than that. He says computer networks at large companies are constantly being hit with malware.
There's an indication that this isn't just a small number, 100 or 200. This is 10,000, 20,000 attempts against their networks every day.
An alarm goes off every time, but there are a lot of false alarms. Cameron Camp is a cybersecurity researcher with ESET. He says when it's not certain how serious an alarm is, companies aren't structured to make decisions quickly.
You have sort of silos. Over here is the C-suite, and over here is the IT guys, and once a week you have a meeting. And the reason for that is because IT used to just keep the gears running, but security is a business imperative now because it costs you a lot if it's done wrong for whatever reason.
He says most companies don't have a chief information security officer, and often there isn't a clear chain of command. Eric Goldman is a professor at the High-Tech Law Institute at Santa Clara University. He says regulators haven't clarified what companies need to do to keep consumers safe. On the one hand,
the Federal Trade Commission has pursued a number of companies that knew they didn't have adequate security.
But he says enforcement has been arbitrary, and right now there are no clear standards. In San Francisco, I'm Queen of Kim for Marketplace.